This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The first all-party delegation out of the seven set up for India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor abroad will depart today for four countries. The delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will embark for UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone today. The multi-party delegations will project the country's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations with India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri yesterday briefed the members of the three delegations at the Parliament House in New Delhi. Speaking to media after the briefing, Shiv Sena leader Shrikant Shinde said, "The way India has been fighting terrorism and dealing with Pakistan should be made known to the world."
जिस जिस देश में हम लोग जा रहे हैं किस प्रकार से भारत का स्टैंड पक्ष वहां पर रखना है और जिस तरीके से भारत इतने सालों तक टेररिज्म से लड़ता है, जिस तरीके से पाकिस्तान भारत पर हमले करता है, टेररिज्म को बढ़ावा देने का काम कर रहा है, अलग अलग टेररिस्ट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को पनाह देने का काम कर रहा है, पाकिस्तान जिस प्रकार से ये कारनामे इतने सालों तक कर रहा है वो पूरी दुनिया को भी पता होना बहुत जरूरी है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed India's willingness to share its learnings and best practices in the health sector with the world, especially with the Global South. Mr. Modi highlighted that Global South is particularly impacted by health challenges, stressing that India's approach offers replicable, scalable and sustainable health models. The Prime Minister made these remarks yesterday while virtually addressing the 78th session of World Health Assembly being held at Geneva in Switzerland.
Due to our initiatives, there has been a heartening development. The out-of-pocket expenditure as percentage of total health expenditure has fallen significantly. At the same time, government health expenditure has gone up considerably. The health of the world depends on how well we care for the most vulnerable. The Global South is particularly impacted by health challenges. India's approach offers replicable, scalable and sustainable models.
The Prime Minister emphasized that the future of a healthy world depends on inclusion, an integrated vision and collaboration. Prime Minister Modi held a telephone conversation with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz last evening and congratulated him on assuming office. Both the leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the strategic partnership between India and Germany. They also exchanged views on regional and global developments, expressing commitment to stay united in the fight against terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof in The Hague yesterday. During the meeting, both leaders expressed satisfaction at the growing strategic convergences in the India-Netherlands relationship. They agreed to strengthen bilateral ties through regular high-level visits and exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the country's appreciation for the statement of solidarity from the Netherlands in the fight against terrorism. Mizoram has been declared a fully literate state. Chief Minister Lal Dhoma made the announcement in the presence of Union Minister of State for Education, Jayant Chaudhary, at Mizoram University in Aizawl yesterday. The achievement follows the implementation of the new India Literacy Programme. The Delhi Cabinet has approved a subsidy of 30,000 rupees for the installation of 3-kilowatt rooftop solar panels. This decision was taken at a Cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta yesterday. Mrs. Gupta stated that this subsidy will supplement the central government's 78,000 rupees subsidy under the PM Surya Ghar Yojana. Mrs. Gupta also informed that the government has launched a dust control plan to combat air pollution. In a significant development, the Madhya Pradesh Cabinet has approved the Metropolitan Region Planning and Development Act, paving the way for developing two major cities, Bhopal and Indore, as metropolitan cities. The proposed Bhopal metropolitan area will span five districts, Bhopal, Raisen, Vidisha, Sihor and Rajgarh, while Indore metropolitan area will cover Indore, Ujjain, Devas and Dhar districts. After clearing the proposal, the government will now set up metropolitan planning committees and metropolitan region development authorities in the state. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain and thunderstorms over the next 4 days for Mumbai and the Konkan region. Other areas in Maharashtra, including Raigad, Nashik and Pune, are under an orange warning for extremely heavy rain. In IPL T20 cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 189 runs, Rajasthan completed the run chase with 17 balls to spare. Today, hosts Mumbai Indians will face Delhi Capitals at Wankhede Stadium at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.